just asking you. When you ask for what you want, it's important to realize that others may not always be able or willing, or in some cases dishonest enough, to accommodate your request. In that case, ask someone else, or turn it around and ask you. Give yourself what it is that you think you want. If everyone says no, who's left? Obviously, you're the one you've been waiting for. Maybe you want someone to be more honest with you, talk to you, not talk to you so much, be your friend, leave you alone, not be so nice all the time. Can you give any of those things to yourself? Maybe you want a hug. What do you think a hug would give you? Feel that and give it to yourself. If that doesn't work, ask someone directly. And if they say no and you still want the hug, ask someone else until you get it. Who is stopping you but you? You may find that what you really want to ask for is love. If so, notice the impulse to trade something else for love. What would happen if you simply stopped the bartering and allowed yourself to feel love instead? For example, suppose you feel unloved by your partner who doesn't seem to be paying attention to you. Suddenly you have an impulse to buy him a gift or do something generous for him. If you look more carefully, you may notice that you're trying to give the gift in exchange for some care and attention. Suppose you give yourself the care and attention instead. Naturally, this means questioning the thought that's causing you pain. In this case, the thought may be, he's not paying attention to me, and that means that he doesn't love me. Is that true? Can you absolutely know that it's true? How do you react when you believe that thought? Who would you be without it? How would you turn the thought around? After you finish the inquiry, see if you still want to buy him the gift. Maybe you do, and it's not in exchange for anything. One way to tell love from bartering is that when you give anyone a gift out of love, you give the pleasure to yourself. The voice within is what I'm married to. All marriage is a metaphor for that marriage. My lover is the place inside me where an honest yes or no comes from. That's my true partner. It's always there. And to tell you yes when my integrity says no is to divorce that partner.